This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. As the coronavirus has spread across the country, we are learning more about who is likely to be a victim of the disease. Early data shows Black Americans appear far more likely to die after contracting COVID-19. That is one of a number of trends that you've asked us about. And here to help answer your questions, once again, is NPR science correspondent John Hamilton. Welcome back, John.
Thank you.
And also with us, Dr. Wayne Riley, who is president of SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University. The school's hospital has been designated a COVID-only facility, and it has seen a flood of patients suffering from the virus. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're very busy.
Good evening, Michelle and John.
And Dr. Riley, I'll start with you. What do we know about how the coronavirus is affecting African Americans?
Well, Michelle and John, it is hitting African-American communities all across this nation particularly hard. And I should also add that Latino communities, at least on the East Coast, are being hit hard as well. Here in New York City, in Queens, which is predominantly Latino, 34% death rate in New York City, Brooklyn in particular, 28% death rate. So we are really sort of the epicenter of the focus in terms of how it is affecting Black and brown communities. And again, it's frustrating, it's painful, it's chilling, and indeed a national tragedy.
And just what about what you're seeing where you are in your facility? Are you seeing these play out in your facility?
Absolutely. We have predominantly Afro-Caribbean and African-American population in central Brooklyn, which Flatbush area of Brooklyn. 90% of the patients we have admitted are either Black or Afro-Caribbean. The youngest has been a three-year-old, and then oldest, 98 years old. Mm-hmm. Many of the patients have the typical pre-existing conditions that have often been talked about throughout this pandemic. And what that really is, John and Michelle, is high rates of diabetes, hypertension, asthma, congestive heart failure. And unfortunately, Black and brown communities, particularly in urban centers around the country, have very high incidence and prevalence of those pre-existing conditions, which this virus is like a focus, like a laser beam, unfortunately, on patients who have those conditions.
And sort of amplifying that point, I'd like to play a call that we got from Laura in Nevada.
There has been very little discussion regarding Native Americans and Latinos. Both of these groups suffer from similar chronic diseases as African Americans. I would like to see more awareness regarding the limited amount of water, electricity, and health care for Native Americans.
So, Doctor, let me divide this question in half and just let's take the first half first, which is what do we know about the effect of COVID-19 on Latinos? And I don't know if you have any information on Native Americans, people living in reservations, tribal nations.
Yeah, with regard to Latinos, Michelle and John, we're seeing very high rates. As I mentioned earlier, Queens, the borough of Queens, which has a large population of Latino immigrants, we have 34% death rate among those who have been diagnosed with the disease. So it is extremely high in the Latino communities in New York City metropolitan area. With regard to Native American populations, we are seeing significant issues with Native American populations. East Coast, we don't have as large of Native American populations. But if you look out west, the upper west, the Indian Health Service is really grappling with a high percentage. The same issues that I just mentioned in terms of Black and brown patients having with high rates of diabetes, hypertension, congestive heart failure are existing in the Native American population as well. So again, they are a perfect, unfortunately, setup to contract this virus.
Hmm. I'm going to ask John to tackle this next one, and this is from Karen in California. Similar question from what we just heard. Here it is.
How is the coronavirus affecting the Native American population in the United States? And if there are obvious disparities, what is being done to address this issue? Thank you.
John?
Well, we've obviously heard a little bit, but let me throw in a couple of numbers that I looked up. Navajo Nation in Southwest is talking about 500 cases and 20 deaths. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma has reported at least one death. The Indian Health Service is reporting at least 750 confirmed cases nationwide. But the impression that I get is that these are probably just hints at what is really going on. The Indian Health Service doesn't have a lot of resources to track an outbreak like this. And for that matter, not all tribes choose to report health information to the government. So, what's being done? Well, tribal leaders say, frankly, not much. One thing I do know is happening is that reservations have begun making available technology that allows people to interact with the doctor via a computer or a cell phone rather than in person to reduce the risk of spreading the infection.
And John, let's take a step back from all of these questions. In fact, you and I talked about this on All Things Considered this weekend. How easy is it to track the data on racial disparities with this virus?
Well, not very, at least not yet. I mean, the information has been spotty and coming from certain areas. And, there are a number of reasons. One is that when doctors order a test for the virus, they don't necessarily include a lot of information about the patient. So when a test comes back positive, you often need to go back and extract all that detailed information about race and many other things from the patient's chart. That information needs to go to the local state health department, then on to federal officials. And so far, that process isn't producing the amount of information you would like to know about race. Another problem is death certificates. They usually do have information about race. Unfortunately, it often comes from a funeral director, and it turns out that funeral directors are pretty accurate when they say whether a person is white or black, but not so good at identifying whether a person is Hispanic. And they're really, studies have shown they're not so good at saying whether somebody is, say, Native American or Alaskan Native.
If you have a question for Dr. Wayne Riley or John Hamilton about the disparities in outcomes for coronavirus patients, send it to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or share it on social media using the hashtag NPR Conversation. We're going to need to take a short break in a minute, and both of our guests are going to stay with us, but I think we can squeeze another one in. Dr. Riley, this is for you. Here's another question we received.
This is Everett Barr from Portland, Oregon. My question is, given the impact of the coronavirus on individuals with underlying health issues, I wonder if we might find higher mortality rates in cities or zip codes with higher rates of underlying disease. Basically, are our least healthy communities at most risk?
Dr. Riley?
Yes, that is exactly right. In fact, here in Brooklyn, we have tracked two zip codes contiguous to our hospital that have the highest numbers of positive patients and unfortunately the highest rates of death. So the zip code analysis that your questioner just presented is factual. We've long known that the zip code sometimes is a better tracker of the extent of health disparities than even other data. So yes, we see it clearly here in Brooklyn.
We need to take that short break that I just mentioned, and we hope you'll stay with us. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News, and we hope you'll stay with us for more questions about disparities. We have quite a few, so please do stay with us.